This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Research into genetics affirms that many human behaviors are programmed into us, not learned. If, say, aggression were discovered to be a genetic trait, would it be ethical to hold people responsible for acting aggressively?
You sent us these responses.
From San Francisco, yes, it would still be ethical to hold people responsible for acting aggressively. Humans uniquely have the ability and duty to use judgment. Just because one is able to do something does not mean that they should do it. And then this concurring comment from Seattle. Our capacity to reflect on our actions is the one tool we have to take responsibility and choose one behavior over another, to figure out a better way than the one that has always been. We have two legs that are genetically programmed to walk, but that didn't preclude us from designing the bicycle to adapt what we have to a more efficient means of locomotion. And what do philosophers have to say?
This is the problem that philosophers have dubbed free will and determinism. It makes no sense to make judgments about how people act unless they're free to choose their actions. On the other hand, in large part, we know that the choices that people make are based on their experiences, their character, and these days we'd say their genetics. 18th century British philosopher David Hume tells us that people are pretty much the same. Here's what he says.
Ambition, avarice, self-love, vanity, friendship, generosity, public spirit, these passions mixed in various degrees and distributed through society have been, from the beginning of the world, and still are, the source of all the actions and enterprises which have ever been observed among mankind.
Just as Hume could identify the mix of passions that pull us, geneticists of today can identify some of the biology behind our behavior. But it doesn't follow that we are slaves of our biology, nor that we are slaves of our passions. For example, exercise shows how we can use free will and determination to overcome our body's tendency to weaken. In a similar way, the more we practice using reason to overcome our seemingly natural tendencies to be aggressive or jealous or self-interested, the more purely human we become.
Here is next week's question. Some philosophers say we have ethical duties to ourselves. Is smoking a violation of this ethical duty to yourself?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.